It's easy to forget now, but it all began in the small city of Gary, Indiana, where steel mills dominated the local economic landscape. It's been decades since the Jackson family lived in Gary, but local politicians there are doing their best to remind the world of Jackson's birthplace. We're joined now on the phone by the mayor of Gary, Indiana, Rudy Clay. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You graduated from Roosevelt High School, as I understand it, the same school attended by the older Jackson brothers. What was the reaction in Gary when the Jackson Five made it big? Do you remember?
Well, proud, number one. We were proud, you know, because we are the children that was raised with Michael Jackson. And our pride and our love for Michael Jackson is unrelenting, should I say.
What's been the reaction to the news of his passing?
Well, our hearts are heavy, and in Gary, Indiana, extremely heavy. Just tears just pouring out of our hearts because Michael Jackson, there was love here for him. And after the Los Angeles memorial yesterday, it's been just a real somber feeling around the city because we love Michael. We've known him. In fact, a friend of mine said the other day, I knew Michael before he graduated from kindergarten. So Michael is our favorite son.
You think he still remembers you? You remember him?
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, gee whiz, they had a song. It said 2300 Jackson Street, always home. So there's no place like home, and Gary, Indiana is the home of Michael Jackson. The home, in fact, at 2300 Jackson Street, you're only talking about 24 feet by 28 feet house where Joe Jackson, the father, raised 9 children. I mean, and then went on to become the greatest entertaining family in the world. And, of course, Michael went on to become the greatest entertainer in the world. That's quite an accomplishment.
You've told a number of people that you would like the family to consider interring Michael's remains in Gary. And, you know, those remarks haven't been universally applauded. But would you just tell us again why you think that would be a good idea?
Well, actually, what we really did was said to the family that in Gary, Indiana, the red carpet is out for anything that the family would like to do. Actually, what we did is ask them to allow them to lay in state in Gary, Indiana, but we respect whatever the decision that the family make on that issue. But we want them to know, because another song that Michael made, "Where There Is Love, I'll Be There," and there's love for Michael right here in Gary, Indiana. So we just put the red carpet out, but we respect whatever the decision that the family make, because in the final analysis, it's their decision.
And finally, Mr. Mayor, I've been asking pretty much all of our commentators to reflect on this. What do you think Michael Jackson's legacy will be? I mean, so much happened between when he was born there and where he ended up, and the sort of the worldwide journey, all the personal travails. How do you think Michael Jackson will be remembered?
You know, I think Michael will be remembered as an individual that brought people together. No matter where you go in the world, you can go to the deep heart of Africa, to the highest part of Alaska. You can go to Jackson, Mississippi, Cleveland, Ohio, China, Japan, anywhere in the world. They know Michael Jackson as a person that's a humble person with a good heart and love in his heart. I think he will be remembered as a person who has the love to bring people together all over the world, no matter. And that's what makes us so proud of him and Gary. He put Gary on the map. Anywhere we go in the world, if we say that we are from Gary, Indiana, they will say that is the home of Michael Jackson. So Michael put us on the world map, so we can't forget that.
Rudy Clay is the mayor of Gary, Indiana, the birthplace of Michael Jackson. He was kind enough to join us from his home there. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank